SB Nation Radio here on 106.7 The Fan. Scott Jackson and Mike Prater with you, and it is time to go behind enemy lines for Week 13, Redskins and the Giants. We bring in Ed Valentine, Big Blue View editor, also editor of SB Nation New York. And Ed, thanks for giving us some time, getting ready for a big one this week, and how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Well, very well. Mike's excited, man. He's very excited.
I'm excited because I want to know how many snaps, you know, the long-lost great wide receiver that we should have had in the 2008 draft, Devin Thomas, is going to play for the Giants this week.
How did I know that was the first place we were going to go this week? I really don't think you're going to see a whole lot of Thomas. I mean, right now, I question whether he'll even be active.
Wow.
But
sounds familiar.
What the Giants did last week was they ran very little four wide receiver set. You know, they're missing Hakeem Nicks, they're missing Steve Smith, they're missing Ramses Barden. They've got Victor Cruz on IR, they've got Dominic Hickson on IR. They're missing everybody they thought would be their wide receivers this year except for, you know, Mario Manningham. They ran two and three wide receiver sets. And they used Travis Beckham last week, who's a backup tight end, sort of H-back type, you know, as a slot guy when they needed an extra wide out. And I think they're going to do a lot of that again this week.
That's bad. You're getting David Beckham, Posh Spice's husband in there. That's rough. I mean, I didn't realize it was that bad for
Travis
the Giants.
Travis Beckham.
Sorry. Wrong sport.
So this means I shouldn't hang up the 99-cent Devin Thomas mini fathead that I just bought on eBay.
I wouldn't do that anyway. I mean, if he does anything good, he's going to be hurting your team anyway.
Yeah,
that's a very good point. Hey, let me ask you this, Ed. What did Tiki Barber say at halftime last week that got the Giants fired up and got them playing so well in the second half? Because anytime the team flatlines, it seems like Tiki Barber's the one that still gets them fired up, even though he's not on the team anymore.
Man, do we really have to talk about Tiki Barber?
No, but seriously, what kicked in for the Giants? I watched that game, watching a replay the other day, and boy, what a tale of two halves. I mean, the Giants really looked like they were dead in the water in the first half, and I mean, the Jags just ran all over them and did whatever they wanted to, and then in the second half, and especially that fourth quarter, obviously, the Giants finally got their act together.
Well, I mean, there's been, going way back to training camp, there's been some questions with the Giants as far as defensively, whether they had veteran leadership, you know, whether they had anybody that would step up, you know, when the time came, you know, and really call out his teammates and be that guy, you know, that said, I'm responsible for this group. And Justin Tuck finally took that role by the throat, you know, over the weekend, you know, last Sunday. He really took that role. You know, he stepped up and told his teammates that what was going on wasn't acceptable, you know, and that it had to change, and, you know, and that he was going to go out and do something about it, you know, and they followed him. Of course, it didn't hurt that David Garrard threw the ball right to Terrell Thomas on the second play of the, or on the first play of the second half.
That always helps.
That's right, never hurts.
But that didn't hurt, but it was good to see somebody, you know, step up in that locker room and be vocal, and for people to credit him, you know, with that and follow him, because the Giants have been missing that for a while.
Switching sides of the ball, all Devin Thomas jokes aside, you know, like you said earlier, Hakeem Nicks is out. You said Steve Smith is out again. They got by with Mario Manningham and a bunch of guys who are, you know, backups. Can they do that again against the Redskins? I mean, the Redskins' defense isn't that good, but can they kind of get away with all these injuries in the wide receiver core?
Well, they can, provided two things happen. One, you know, they play good defense, which they obviously didn't do in the first half against Jacksonville. And two, if they run the ball and don't turn it over. I mean, all the injuries aside, Eli Manning hasn't been sacked in 4 weeks. They're playing three backups on the offensive line, and he still hasn't been sacked in 4 weeks. He's still playing at a pretty high level, and they're still running the football. So if they can do those things, they'll be all right.
We're here with Ed Valentine, Big Blue View editor, also the editor of SB Nation New York, with us here on SB Nation Radio 106.7 The Fan. Scott Jackson, Mike Prater with you. You know, this team made the move at running back, you know, sits Bradshaw down, puts in Jacobs. Do you think that's the way they're going to roll the rest of the season? They both still got a lot of carries, obviously. Bradshaw was still a big part of it, but do you think that's the way Tom Coughlin wants to play it the rest of the year?
I know they're going to do that this week, and he won't commit to it the rest of the way, but if it continues to work, he's not going to change it. You know, the funny thing about it is the way the Giants played offense last week with Jacobs starting the game, them being a little bit more run-heavy, you know, looking to throw the short ball a lot more than they, you know, than they went sort of wide open with four or five wideouts. That sort of felt like a comfortable old shoe when I was sitting there watching the game, because that's the way they played when they won the Super Bowl.
Right.
And that was Giants offense to me. You know, as they've built this core of wide receivers, which is terrific, they've gotten to be a lot more wide open type of an offense, to where they've been pass first and you know, pass to set up the run. And that's not traditional Giants offense. This felt like a Giants approach to me, and it felt a lot better, to be honest with you.
All right, Ed, I know because of the way the NFC East division schedule worked, which I don't really understand, the Giants still have to play the Redskins one more time after this. I believe they get Philly again, right?
Yes, they do.
So there are a lot of chances, and the division is obviously still very much up for grabs with the Eagles. What percentage chance would you place on, A, the Giants winning the division, and B, whether they win it or not, whether they make the NFC playoffs?
Well, I have written a couple of playoff prediction type things this week, and the way I look at it, the Giants have to win the division. They really have to win the division, which means they have to beat Washington twice. They have to hold serve and beat Philadelphia at home, you know, and they have to hope that, you know, that somebody else knocks off Philly along the way. You look at the wild card picture, you're basically looking at, you know, you've got Chicago in there, you've got Green Bay in there, you've got New Orleans and Tampa Bay. Somebody in the NFC is going home despite winning 10 games. And I have my fingers crossed that it's not going to be the Giants.
Ed, you look at that situation. I was thinking about this actually when the Giants were losing that game to Jacksonville last week, and I was like, oh, man, because this would be rough, you know, after the last few weeks they've had. If they lost this game, I was thinking, well, then what? Are we going to hear the Coughlin must go, you know, whispers again or whatever? Would that come next? And if they don't make the playoffs, do you think they will just stand pat, or do you think they could do something that crazy?
Well, I honestly think at this point, I think that would be crazy, you know, but you know how fans are, and you get that kind of speculation. You know, how can you really kick? Say, for example, any team, say it's the Giants, say it's Tampa Bay or whatever, any team, how can you really kick if you get to 10 wins?
Yeah.
You know, and you don't make the playoffs? You really can't. I mean, if they implode and go 0-5 and look terrible and look completely undisciplined for the next 5 weeks, you know, that might be a different story. But this team looks like it's invested. It looks like it's playing hard. It looks like it's finally starting to get its you know, turnover issues under control. I don't see a problem with Coughlin at this point, you know, but 5 weeks from now, who knows?
Yeah.
it's always the way it is. All right, Ed, mm-hmm. I gotta put you on the spot here. Gotta get a prediction, a score, and something interesting that's going to happen to this game that we do not expect. This is a new one. We haven't done this yet.
I like
something
that.
Interesting that we
make
don't
it up
expect.
As you go along, Prate. I love it.
Oh, my God. Make it up as we go along. Oh, sure. Don't give me any warning that you're going to ask stuff like this.
Sorry about it.
Actually, I think the Giants are going to win this one, and I actually think that, you know, although I hesitate to say it when it's Donovan McNabb playing quarterback on the other side, I think the Giants might win this one pretty easily.
You know what? You don't feel bad about that, because I feel the same way as you do.
Yeah,
there is no DeSean Jackson walking through that door, okay? And there is not all the other former great Eagles that he's playing with
on
this
offense.
There's
not even a Devin Thomas walking through that door.
From the Giants' perspective, as far as something interesting that might happen, maybe I'm crossing my fingers and hoping for this. I mean, I mentioned Travis Beckham earlier. And he's a guy that the Giants have been trying to figure out a way to get involved and to throw him, you know, more than one or two passes, you know, in a given game. I mean, he's a fairly fast H-back type. And what I'm really hoping for is to see him catch a half a dozen balls this weekend.
That is possible with the Redskins' injuries on defense, no doubt about it. Well, Ed, appreciate it. Big Blue View editor and, of course, SB Nation New York. Thanks for getting some time here on SB Nation Radio.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, take care. That's Ed Valentine with us. And we got people to thank. Oh, whoa, whoa. Prediction real quick, Preda. Redskins, Giants.
Remember that Eagles game where last year – no, not this year's Eagles game, but last year's Eagles game where there was like 27-17. It was like – it wasn't really that close. Like the one in D.C., I think it's going to be something like that. Something like 24-14 where, you know, the Giants control the game the whole time.
Yeah, I look at it like a 31-17 game, too. Giants win it. So, yeah, I don't feel good about the Redskins situation here. No run this year, as we hit on early in the show. I just don't feel it happening. We got people to thank. Rich Fodkin, also big thanks to Corey Massasak from CSN Washington. Obviously, Ed Valentine here, who you just heard from. Othello for behind-the-scenes work this week. For Mike Preda, Scott Jackson. We'll do it again next week, Mike.
Absolutely.
Question mark? Oh, yes, we will.
Exclamation point.
Oh, exclamation point. My bad. Right here on 106.7 The Fan of SB Nation Radio. See ya.